Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please serve everyone out? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, Earth, Earth,
Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Devin, do you understand how this year game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three categories, but I know which one you'll pick. We offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for causing a mess. And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
I'll take License to Spill. Change it up.
All right, we go to the fine state of Virginia, where a vehicle crash involving a van hauling cargo temporarily closed I-64 last Thursday morning after the cargo was scattered all over the roadway. Now, images shared by deputies around 2:30 in the morning, they show a van on its side, the cargo's all around it, open doors, the pavement, and the barrels inside, which have been knocked around. Now, as a result of the crash, the westbound lanes of I-64... they were closed for about an hour, and drivers were advised to take time to avoid the scene. It's not immediately clear what caused the crash or if anyone was hurt. But the question is, what was the cargo that spilled out of the van and closed down I-64 for an hour? Was it cakes?
Cake?
Cakes, yes. Cake. Plural. Cakes, yes.
One giant cake.
One big-ass
big-ass wedding cake.
So cakes... wine, crabs,
whoa, so
or
was donuts. Line?
Wine.
Wine.
Cakes, wine, crabs,
crabs?
Or donuts. Yes. No, just one. One so big
one
ass crab.
Crab.
One donut. Yeah.
One donut, yeah. One crab.
Monster Dunsy.
Yeah.
Is Virginia, Devin, they have wineries. I don't know what part of Virginia was. Charlottesville has got wineries. I'll go wineries.
All right, Ted, what do you think?
I think, sadly, this was a delicious... offload of blue crabs.
Blue crabs for 10.
I'll take the crabs, too.
Okay, you guys are getting crabs.
Yeah,
I'm drinking wine. What spilled all over the interstate there? Cakes, wine, crabs, or donuts? We'll find out next.
Next.
You are listening to the Men's Room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Category is license to spill on profile. This is we go to Virginia. Van crashed with a vehicle hauling cargo and it spilled all over the interstate. They closed the highway for about an hour before they were able to clean everything up. Question is, what was in that van? Cakes, wine, crabs, or donuts?
And Devin, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with the wine.
Well, thank God that didn't spill.
It was not wine.
Get it? Spill the wine?
Yeah. Hey-o. And then, Devin, you agree with E-Ted Smith. Both of you guys went crabs. Ted, you were very specific. Blue crabs, which makes sense for that part of the country. And sadly, you are correct. Yes.
64 just runs across the middle of that state.
Right.
To, like, the coast.
It's a crab highway.
Yeah, I mean, if you get crabs in West Virginia, they probably
That's
came.
That's exactly where they came.
Yep.
Yes,
that's
where you go to get them. It's got to be crabs.
It is. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Seth Meyers.
Seth.
Writers.
Writers.
Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
And it's right there in the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Ted Smith.
There's a massive recall on cucumbers right now because it might contain salmonella. So ladies, careful out there.
The Ted Smith.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me. I'm pretty pleased with that one.
Yeah.
Never ceases to amaze me just how proud of your jokes you are, Ted.
That was just so stupid.
Just quit. To the point. No beating around the bush.
Right. Yeah, right? Everybody, there you go, Miles.
Watch it.
Everybody just added it up in their head. They're like, well, is that wrong?
Right.
Taco Bell has announced two new sauces, the Spicy Ranchero and Avocado Ranch. And for white customers, there's a new extra mild.
Ted Smith.
Fallon.
Myers.
Taco Bell has unveiled two new sauces, the Spicy Ranchero and Avocado Ranch. And for white customers, there's a new extra mild.
In all honesty, their new nuggets are very good.
That's what I keep hearing.
But the sauces are all like spicy this, spicy that. I'm like, come on, Taco Bell.
Where's my extra mild?
Well, yeah. And stop adding spice to ranch. The reason I'm using the ranch is I feel like your plain nugget's already spicy.
Well, doesn't the dairy in the ranch kind of neutralize the spice anyway? Like, what's the point of having a spicy ranch?
I don't know. Look, I'm old.
Flavor.
I'm old and white. We got to stop spicifying everything.
Knock it off.
Four men in Japan were arrested for using curry spices as a weapon in a robbery attempt. The assailants attacked a man by smearing powdered cooking spices that are used in curry in the man's face and his eyes in an attempt to blind and incapitate him. The victim was recovering after treating his wounds with garlic naan and a little mango chutney.
Colbert.
That's Colbert.
We head to Japan, where four men have been arrested on charges of using curry spices as a weapon in a robbery attempt. The assailants attacked a man by smearing powdered cooking spices of the sort used in curry on the man's face and into his eyes in an attempt to blind and incapacitate him. The victim is recovering after treating his wounds with garlic naan and a little mango chutney.
Japanese curry is actually shockingly mild, by the way.
Never had it, I don't think.
It's like a different take on it. I enjoy it.
It was announced that Joey Chestnut will compete in this year's Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest during a press conference in which his cardiologist resigned.
Fallon.
Seth.
It was announced that Joey Chestnut will compete in Nathan's Famous 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Competition during a press conference in which his cardiologist resigned.
We will talk about that as we get to July 4th, and I say it every year. I just wish there was, like, contests that weren't timed, right? It's like, you got to eat 20 pounds of chicken wings, but you got all day and football's on, like, on. You know what I mean?
Slow and easy.
Yeah.
Slow and steady.
Right? Because I feel like over the course of a Sunday, especially watching football, you could eat a lot of food, but, like, if somebody's like, you got 30 minutes to eat, I'm like, nah.
Right.
I'm good. Plus, like, I like food. I love food, man. I want to enjoy it. Yeah. Joey Chestnut doesn't look like he's enjoying those hot dogs.
No. Mm-mm. Who dips their bun in water?
Before, during, or after?
Yeah. Plus, you know me, I have such a fear of choking. I'm like, these guys are crazy. The only one I saw I think I might take on was there's some giant eating crab meat challenge.
Ooh.
And I was like, that I could do.
It's already picked?
It's king crab, so it's pretty easy to pick
it. All right. Okay. That's expensive.
Well,
they got some big time sponsors to do that.
You
got to
eat in 30 minutes. Speaking of eating stuff weird. So, what's the best trophy in sports?
The Stanley Cup.
Thank you, Mike. To me, it's.
I was going to say Lombardi, but I know that hockey just happened, so, you know.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's the Lombardi.
The Lombardi trophy might be in America the most important one. But I don't.
Yeah,
think
I guess as far as like
you can't sit here and tell me. You think it
well, what about the
cooler?
World Series trophy with all the flags going around it? That's
no. Ah. I agree with the Stanley Cup just for the idea, especially when you consider the sport and it's hockey players and these guys. They're going to fill it with beer. They're going to pass it. I mean, they're chugging out of it. You kind of go like, okay, this is pretty cool.
So the Florida Panthers last night got a chance to touch the cup.
The fans rise here in Sunrise, Florida.
Back to back for the Cats.
The Panthers begin to celebrate. Panther perfection. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
Ring it out. So second in a row. They've also been in the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Tkachuk, who's down there, is probably the greatest American hockey player right now. And I'm dead honest, I'm not the biggest hockey guy, but after the Four Nations Challenge, fell in love with Tkachuk.
Hell
I used to watch his dad play. And I know, Miles, what you're going to say, you're right, a high percentage of the league is Canadian. But I still love that no Canadian franchise can win that damn thing since 1993.
Damn right.
Well, okay, so
since 93, and they invented the sport.
So without looking it up, my buddy and I had the argument last night. Do you know where the Florida Panthers play?
Well, son, I do because I had to look it up last year.
Okay, no, wait. Okay.
The city or
no,
the
arena? No, the Florida Panthers.
It's Sunrise, but do you know where Sunrise is in Florida?
I have no effing idea.
It's basically Fort Lauderdale.
Really?
Yeah, because there's
you
Miami.
You just kind of assume Miami, right? Fort Lauderdale is what, north of Miami?
Yes.
But it's
look, in all honesty, until last year, I thought they were in Jacksonville.
Oh, right.
Which, if you don't know,
I thought they might be in Orlando.
Jacksonville is north, but Tampa Bay is close, so I knew they weren't
well,
central
see, my, Florida. My guess was Orlando.
All right.
Because I didn't think they had it in Miami, for whatever reason.
I certainly wouldn't think Fort frickin' Lauderdale. Right. You said Jacksonville, so Tampa, Orlando, Sunrise. Miami.
Because you go Carolina, Hurricanes.
There you go.
Raleigh.
Charlotte.
I think
are they Raleigh.
That's what I'm saying, like these state teams.
Well, I will say, hockey has some smaller towns. Like Columbus has a team.
Sure. Right. Well, there's Winnipeg, there's Calgary, there's all that.
Hurricanes are Raleigh, yeah.
It is Raleigh.
Raleigh. I mean, who
damn.
Knew?
Yeah,
I'm serious.
With you.
They can move their football team there. Again, they're the Carolina Panthers.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, I just assumed it was Charlotte.
You get that flexibility when it's just the state.
You do. But going back to the Stanley Cup, just as the trophy, thrills right. I think it's awesome that it's still, they just add rings and everybody's names on it. I think it's awesome that hockey players refuse to touch it unless you've won it before.
Oh,
and
then really?
That's a massive deal. If you're like, a little kid, and you're playing hockey, and you have dreams of making it to the pros.
Don't touch it.
If you saw it, you do not touch it.
Didn't an Oiler get in trouble for that a couple weeks ago?
He might have.
So did an interview and either picked it up or held it or something?
Yeah, it's like a big no-no. It's kind of like we saw the other night in College World Series. The one guy was throwing like a perfect game and then a no-no. Like, you don't talk to the pitcher.
Right, right, right.
You kind of just let him be. So say it's one of those unwritten rules. You know what I mean? It's
okay.
Like, Yeah, so just one of those things. But the cup is so cool, because you're right. You could put food in it. I read this whole thing on it. Three babies have peed in it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. People put their babies in it. Yeah. Four or five guys have used it, because they had newborns, at the to baptize them.
Huh. All right.
The priest held the baby above the Stanley Cup and then baptized
it. It was awesome for the priest and the kid.
Baseball, if someone's throwing a no-hitter, baseball is one of those sports where if you're on the bench, you got time.
Sure.
You're always up to no good. You're always messing with your friends.
Yeah.
There's always a little bit of shenanigans going on. And the fact that you have to act like they don't exist is one of the hardest but fun things to do in the world.
Yeah.
Because it could be just the third inning. You're not talking to them.
No.
I mean, you're not looking at them. There's no acknowledgement. They can get a hit on first base. You don't even clap.
Right. You're zoned
baseball
in right
players
now.
Are a little are the most superstitious.
Yes.
The thing about the cup is that each player gets 3 days with it. So you can take it back to your hometown. There's always going to be the guys that run the cup that are with you. So I think that's pretty cool, too. The Lombardi Trophy, I will be honest, because we held one of the Ravens one. I was shocked how light it was.
Yeah, I was a little.
Also, how dirty. Fingerprints all over it. Definitely needed a good polishing.
He doesn't clean it off all the Stanley Cup has two dedicated guys that travel with it. And, like, Miles, you have a day with it, right? Let's say you play for the Florida Panthers. After that day, they are going to clean it. They have certain solutions. And the next day, they'll bring it back to your house and go, all right, what are you doing with it today? Like, I've already seen videos this morning where they're out at a bar. They're filling up with beer, and the people below are like, dump it on me. And they're dumping out beers to try to catch them in their mouth. I mean, they had it in the ocean last year. I mean, it'll be wild to see what it does next. But yeah, just a very cool trophy. And then I love everybody just skates around with it. Thought it was cool last night. Generally, the captain gets it first. He does the skate around the ice. Then you would pass it off to the assistant captain, the next assistant. I like that captain, because I don't think Kachuk's the captain. He just took it straight to the team, and they were all touching it, and then they started doing their laps.
Bring it back.
Also, I will say this every year when a team wins, stop giving the trophy to the owners.
Right.
We're the only country that does it, and I think it's ridiculous.
The owners have nothing to do with it.
Right. And it's like, don't get me wrong, they own the team. They'll have time with the trophy, but like, present it to the team first, present it to the team captain.
The people that earned it.
But do you know what? The NFL, they give it to them first.
Almost.
I mean, it's like the order on the podium.
Right. You get the owner gets
it.
First. Then
first.
That's what I'm saying. Stop doing that.
Give it to the damn coach and let the coach hand it to his damn player.
Exactly.
The owner.
I like soccer. You get up, you get your little medal and everything, and then the captain, he's the last guy. He gets to take the trophy. You go over and you all hold it up and jump at the same time. And they're like, look, again, I'm not diminished. Like, I get people own teams and they're spending money, but like, just let the players get a hold of it. They just put out the effort.
That's all it is. Yep. Somebody owns everything, right? But in the end, like, look, when I get an Amazon package, I do not care that Jeff Bezos owns the company.
No.
The guy that he's underpaying that drove it to my goddamn house, thank you, bro. That's who I appreciate.
People don't leave snacks and a juice out for Bezos. You leave it out for the guy or the man or woman delivering the package. You know what I mean?
Right.
You better see Bezos grabbing a juice box off her.
Thanks,
bro,
man.
You got all that money. Took a juice box off the front porch.
I know.
He just walks.
You peed in a Gatorade bottle.
Grabbing a bag of chips and a Gatorade. Thanks, homie.
It's mine.
But if he peed in the Gatorade bottle when he was done with it, respect.
Respect.
Yeah. Whenever people want to sit there and, you know, well, that's bad for billionaires, this and that, it's like, you have no idea how numbers work.
Yeah.
If you think any of that is going to affect them, you are a moron.
You're out of your mind.
There's some crazy stat that it's like just the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire is just like
staggering.
All right. Some of the top shows right now, I haven't talked about top shows a lot. And this is just based on people streaming them and stuff. So like Last of Us is still in there from HBO. Tires is in there. I'm watching that one right now. What shocked me is that Grey's Anatomy still stays in there. People still stream that show much.
Jesus, man. I had no idea how effed up Eric Dane was until I saw that Good Morning America interview.
Wait, what does he have?
He's got Parkinson's or something. But he lost the whole left side of his body.
He did, yeah.
I mean, that's nuts. He's not that old.
He has ALS.
He has ALS.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
And he feels like the right side's going to go. So it's just like, man, I mean, I just know him as the good-looking dude that all the women, you know.
Which doctor was he?
McSteamy.
McSteamy. Yeah. Was what? Dreamy? McSteamy?
Yeah, Dreamy was Dempsey, and then you got McSteamy, who was
Are there any more? Like,
yes, McFlurry.
That's what I draw. McFlurry. Oh, no. He's the chunky doctor.
Butterfinger.
I think the chunky doctor gets to be Grimace.
McFlurry. Oh, damn.
Dr. McGrimace.
Dr. McGrimace.
Girl, you out here looking like a McNugget. About to get covered in sauce.
Some spicy ranch sauce from Taco Bell.
Seriously, I was like, why do they keep making the ranch spicy? You still got some College World Series on tonight, but NHL's over, and then I want to say NBA starts back up tomorrow.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. An Ohio man set sail on Lake Erie on a giant motorized wiener. Meanwhile, Pierce County Police lasso a man in a muddy pond who could use a little cleaner. Three women are heard at a festival when a sign falls on their heads. One family's business deals with what every company dreads. And a dog with a broken jaw tells rescuers, well, nothing, because he had a broken jaw. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Colorado, where you can't even take a picture anymore. A group of young ladies were just a few in attendance at a major event near Denver known as the Top Taco Festival.
Top Taco Festival.
A spectacular event that features live music, lucha libre wrestling, a goat petting zoo, plenty of beer, tequila, and unlimited gourmet tacos from more than 60 local restaurants. Side note, I looked this place up. It looks freaking awesome. I really want to go sometime. One of the features that always draws plenty of attention is a large I Love Tacos sign manufactured in a Hollywood Broadway country fair style with individual light bulbs creating all the words. And that several...
You know those signs. You've seen them a bunch of places.
Yeah, Broadway.
Right. Sometimes they're like at weddings.
Right. It's like a shadow box with a bunch of little light bulbs that are in there. Yeah. But several attendees make sure to get a picture in front of that sign to bookend their photos of the day. Unfortunately for these four young ladies, a gust of wind came on at the exact wrong moment and the sign toppled over on top of them. One of them suffered a 4-inch gash in her head that required 11 staples as well as a fractured vertebrae and nerve issues in her hand. After a debacle with getting her to the hospital, she was treated and should be fine. The fair comped their tickets for the day and continues to try to do right by the group. Yeah.
I mean, the other problem is, and I'm not saying anything against these women, but if you've already had a couple cocktails, too, like it thins out your blood. So, like, your head already bleeds a lot.
Right.
Then if you had a few margaritas, like, oh, I bet that was a bloodbath.
Well, and then they don't remember a whole lot of it. They were standing there posing for the photo, and then all of a sudden they blink, and they're on the ground with this crushing weight on top of them.
Yeah.
They've got people that are coming over saying, we can't get an ambulance in there, so we need to put this gal on the back of a golf cart, so can she stand up and walk over here? Like, it was a mess just getting her out. They're trying to pull curtains so that people aren't taking photos and videos of her. I know. It's so mean. Like, if I see somebody who's messed up because of a doggone I Love Tacos sign, my first thought is, let me get a picture of that carnage.
Mine is. You gotta see this. This is too good.
It's an I Love Tacos sign. Also, again, I looked up what this thing was because I wanted to know a little bit more about it. And you know how from time to time you go to somebody's website, they'll have a nice little video montage of all the cool stuff that happened a year prior and why you don't want to miss it? The very first image that comes up is that I Love Taco sign.
Correct. That's why I just Googled it. It's like, oh, you got to get a picture with that
sign. That's right. Look at this guy.
It's like going to the Texas State Fair. You got to get a photo underneath Big Tex.
Perfect. Exactly. It's a staple. Anyway, in other news, just down the road in Pierce County, officers were called about a man with an interesting choice of weapon. The story goes that the man got into an argument with his parents at their home and allegedly threatened them with the chainsaw that was in his possession. Neighbors called authorities after they saw him chasing his father around the property with the weapon, and they attempted to de-escalate the situation. Unfortunately, our boy chose to flee and attempted to evade officers by jumping into a pond with a saw. Side note,
how are you evading officers by jumping into a pond?
This is not the first story I've read of this here recently, though. You remember there was that gal that was trying to run away and she jumped into a pool.
Oh, right. Yeah, again, how do you think that, oh my God, he's in water.
Right.
I'm just trying to get the mental image of my child chasing me around the yard with a chainsaw and wanting to kill me.
Right. On Father's Day.
I mean, my God, man.
They attempted to coax him out for about 40 minutes after some extra help by way of a beanbag gun and a lasso, they were able to bring him into custody.
What do you negotiate? Like, son, I'm about to shoot your ass. So you get out of the
way. Did they hog tie him after that?
They had to have.
I'm dead serious. If you're going to lasso somebody, you got to tie their legs together, right?
Why not?
They eventually
until they drag them off planes.
Just drag them right off.
They hog tie them and drag them off. Pick them up like a piece of luggage.
Go on now. They did take him to a hospital for a mental evaluation. The family is being given resources to aid in the situation, and it's not clear if any charges will be filed concerning the incident because it's their kid.
Yeah, he's the one that
but
needs
he
the
chased
help.
You with the chainsaw.
Yeah. Right. So they took him in for a mental evaluation. Not even like, oh, he was injured.
Let me help. He's crazy.
We need to see if he needs some
This is going
to
cost the parents more money.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding.
Yes, really he is. Needs help.
Right.
Yes. No one's going to come to help except the parents.
To Connecticut, where scams happen. A local soft drink business.
A local soft drink business.
You know that business? A local soft drink business has made headlines after one of the owners had a lapse in judgment. The business has been in the family since its inception and has treated the Connecticut, Massachusetts area with delicious soda for decades. But controversy arrived when a bookkeeper reported a check withdrawing for roughly $50,000, shortly followed by a second $50,000 check, bringing the total to $100,000 in payment. When the man in charge called his brother about the checks, his brother admitted to writing them, but informed them it was all good, guys. He just needed to send the checks as proof of employment to Publishers Clearing House because they informed him that he won $5.5 million.
Come on.
Now, before you think he's stupid, he did write void on the checks before sending them, as was recommended by Publishers Clearing House, which were quickly altered to the name Viola Smith, who gladly accepted the checks. Which I didn't know that that's how they did that, you know, because that... These scammers are too damn good. It's like, make sure that you write void on the check in the, you know, recipient line so that we can switch that to Viola.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's sick.
I don't know why they gotta use my name.
Right, you Smiths out there.
Yeah.
Scamming people. So they're reeling from that one. That one's gonna be fun. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
This one's just for fun. We go to the lovely world of the internet where a man's creativity is causing smiles. The man lives near a lake in Ohio and altered a boat to look like a massive hot dog that he now takes out on the lake to enjoy a day on the water.
I saw a video of that.
It's great.
It's completely stupid, and I watched the video like 3 times with a big smile.
He's having so much fun because it's a really good alteration. It looks like it's just a hot dog boat.
It just looked like it was a chilly day.
Yeah. It did actually look a little
overcast, rainy. Yeah.
That's a great 4th of July boat, though.
But I'm sure he still relished the time out there.
Got him out. Just to be frank.
I heard it's illegal, so it just didn't cut the mustard.
Oh. Men's Room Sports, as Ted said, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final took place last night, and the hockey season is officially closed as the Florida Panthers once again raise the cup to become your 2025 Stanley Cup champions. Here locally, the Mariners didn't take kindly to being put in the corner here at home against the Sox, and they put up a great show, winning last night 8-0. Well done, boys. The rubber match took place earlier this afternoon with a Daily Mix morning show in attendance, and thank you to everybody that showed up and hung out with that crew. We hope that you all had a wonderful time. The Mariners will have tomorrow off as they hit the road to Chicago, where we find ourselves at odds with our own VD because the Mariners have a weekend series against the Cubs.
Ooh, way to go, boys. Little interleague action.
Damn right. But tonight en route, we have a little MLC cricket featuring your Seattle Orcas that's about to start over there on Route Sports. So go and check that one out. That's going to be a fun time. I know, it took me forever to figure out that we had a cricket team.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got every team.
We do, man. Just not a basketball team.
That's right.
Killer whales still make whale noises, right?
Sure. As far as your weather...
Is that what that was?
Yeah, I was trying to do a whale noise for the orcas.
As far as your weather, the clouds are sticking around for a bit.
I think you said a slur. If I spoke whale, they'd be like, what'd he call me?
We got mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 52. Tomorrow we have some cloudy skies with a high right around 67.
Till I'm coming to kick your ass.
Super headlines with that. Mike Hawk is up.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time for a Big Dummy and the Head Chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Mm-hmm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.